Now, it matters not what your circumstance in life may necessitate at this moment. Divine power is available to make you strong in your weakness. How is it possible in the midst of trouble to find spiritual treasures and benefits? That's the question we're answering in this series of messages. We have investigated three great spiritual principles on how to find treasures in trouble and how to deal successfully with suffering. Principle number one, be assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials. Principle number two, overcome any bitterness or rebellion by unswerving trust in the goodness of God. Principle number three, find peace through resignation to the will of God. Principle number four, overcome physical weakness with spiritual strength. And it is this fourth principle, overcoming physical weakness with spiritual strength, that I want to share with you in these moments. Once and again, I have seen men who were marked by great physical strength, weakened almost to the point of helplessness when some dread disease or some malady of the flesh has set upon them. Frankly, it is a little despairing when you see that happen to a great and strong man. But it is possible that physical weakness can be overcome by spiritual strength. The Bible says that divine power is available to make a person strong in his time of weakness. Isaiah 49, verse 28 through 31. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, the God who made the universe is the God who made us. And the God who made us in body created us also in spirit. And he is capable of ministering in both the physical and the spiritual realms of our existence. He gives power to the faint. To those who have no strength, he increases strength. And there shall come circumstances in life, the prophet says, when even the youth shall faint and be weary, when the young men shall utterly fall down. The solution to such occasions, so the prophet suggests, is to wait upon the Lord. That is to say, in times of weakness, in distress, in trouble, seek God. Wait before the Lord. Look to Him for your renewing and for your strength. Because the promise is, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, it matters not what your circumstance in life may necessitate at this moment. If walking, you can walk without fainting. If running, you can run without weariness. If mounting up in flight, you can rise up with the wings of an eagle. How is it possible? God renews your strength. In other words, God gives you all the strength that is necessary for this particular circumstance in the midst of which you live. Divine power is available to make you strong in your weakness. The second principle. Remember that the condition of your body is no indication of the condition of your spirit. I have heard people say that when one gets physically ill, are physically weak, it is an indication that there is something wrong with him spiritually, and therefore God is judging him. That's not the case at all. 2 Corinthians 4:16 reads, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Now Paul says, there is a contrast going on in my nature. Outwardly, that is the physical body, is withering away. Inwardly, the spiritual man is growing in renewed vigor. So while the one goes up, the other goes down. the fact that you are suffering today, the fact that you are in mental distress, the fact that you are physically infirm does not mean necessarily that you have spiritual problems. Quite the contrary. Even while your physical body goes downward, your spiritual self can be renewed and strengthened. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. After the Apostle Paul had dealt with this problem of the thorn in the flesh and had besought the Lord for the thorn to be removed, God said, no, the thorn will abide. It will stay there. And then God said this, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. You see, God is saying, Paul, instead of taking away the physical infirmity, how about my giving you the strength to overcome it? Paul concluded, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Well, indeed, one can glory in infirmities if it is the occasion for the manifestation of the sufficiency of God in his life. Our third guideline to overcoming physical weakness with spiritual strength is physical weakness may be the very occasion for spiritual triumph. Listen to 2 Corinthians 9 and 10 again. And he said, that is, God said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Paul was suffering from weakness. Whatever this thorn in his flesh was, it was the occasion of great distress for him. But God said, instead of removing your weakness, I will share with you my strength. My strength come to its greatest perfection in your weakness. Now when Paul recognized this, he said, I will not ask any more for the thorn of my flesh to be taken away. I will rather glory in my infirmities. Now that doesn't mean he'll brag about being sickly, but it does mean I will glory that in my infirmities the power of Christ rests upon me. And rather than rebellion, I will take pleasure in infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses for Christ's sake. This list, infirmities, reproaches, necessities, persecution, and distresses, covers the whole scope of physical and spiritual experiences. Whether it is illness, or whether it is temptation, or whether it is distress of mind, in every instance, in my weakness, I receive the sufficiency of God and am made strong. You will find also that physical weakness may be the very occasion for your spiritual triumph. Now, our fourth guideline to overcoming physical weakness with spiritual strength is, God gives his divine strength to the weak ones among his saints. Psalm 73, verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. You can, like Moses, endure as seeing him who is invisible. You can know what Ezra meant when he said, I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. Instead of your difficulty, your trial, being the occasion of God's absence and of God's neglect or of God's unconcern, it can be for you the occasion when God is most perfectly near and when his sufficiency is most beautifully realized. Someone has well said, oftentimes the shadows of trouble are but the shadows of God's wings as he draws near to confer a special blessing. And you can find it so in your own life as you find trouble to turn into treasure for you.